Episode 2307, Strengthen Your Roots.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. How is your week treating you? Or maybe we should be asking, how are you treating your week? It is Inspiration Motivation Day. It's time to strengthen your roots. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. You know, most of us are quick to take care of the to-do list, but what about the relationships within that to-do list? Strengthen your roots. And yes, that means you need to make the people in your everyday a priority. But most of the time, we are too focused on the goals, not the relationships. How is it for you? Are you leaving the ones you care about the most on the sidelines? Strengthen your roots. You know, this season has been a season of planting. We've been here now three complete full seasons, three complete full years. And every single time we move, it's very interesting because it's one of those things I love to watch the foliage around our property, wherever we're living, whether it be a tree, a plant, even a weed. Like, why does it pop up? And is it popping up the next year? It's very interesting how we tend to our garden. Do we tend to our relationships and our to-do list the same way? Well, with every plant or tree I've planted this year, I've made sure to protect and secure their roots so they can strengthen themselves and grow big. Right? You don't plant something for it to die, do you? Let me ask you this question. Do you meet someone with the intention of never speaking to them again? I don't think most of us do. Now, yes, I know we go to the grocery store, we run to get an errand at the bank or maybe, you know, stamps at the post office. Okay, maybe you're not doing stamps at the post office. Everything's digital. But I still like to support my post office, so I'm there a lot. With that being said, you know, is it a once and done? I don't think it is. I don't think we really go with the intention in the back of our mind of going, you know what? Yeah, I'm never going to see these people, so I really don't care. We just up front, we just don't put in the effort. You see, making peace, building relationships, it takes effort. It takes determination. We actually have to go through the process. Think of an oak tree. They have a very broad base for nutritional and physical support. We have this gorgeous historic oak tree in our yard. In our front yard, and it is, oh my gosh, it is stunning. The way the actual trunk looks and the way the roots come out, and then if you look and you stand back. Now, if you're in our yard, it's hard to see its glory, but you go across the street or you're driving up to the property, you're like, oh my gosh, it's expansive. It's historic. It's an old, old oak tree, and it's gorgeous, and the expansion of its roots are, you know, feet upon feet upon feet. And I look at that and I'm thinking, that's amazing. Because every single year, the roots grow even more. Now, some people say, oh, it grows deep. Oh, no, they don't. Most trees, they don't grow deeper, their roots don't, than 2 feet. That's incredible. For oak trees, it's an average 18 inches. How much do you grow your relationships? How much do you invest your time in them? How much do you reach out on a text message and say, you know what, I was just thinking about you and I wanted you to know. That's it. Nothing else. Or are you one of those friends who says, oh man, I really need this. Oh, I bet Barb would know. And so you go and you text Barb. And you're like, oh yeah, you know, do you have this? Yeah, it'd be great if I could borrow it. Click. And you haven't talked to her in 6 months. Seriously? Now, I understand that sometimes, you know, our schedules get in the way or we do have a season that things are just really chaotic and we don't mean to be that way. And most people don't take it that way. But it's when you're always doing that. Do you see that pattern? Do you see that the only time that you reach out to people is when you need something? That's not building or strengthening the relationship. That's not strengthening your roots like the oak tree. And then I want you to think about this. Did you know trees can grow in groups and they're called groves? They're gorgeous, right? You have this line of them, or they're within this certain area. And here their roots intertwine, giving support to each other. This helps in fighting high winds and severe storms. This gives them nutritional support when it's in times of droughts. Don't you want your tree strong? Don't you want your root system, your relationship strong? You and I can be those trees that intertwine together, making relationships a priority in our everyday. It's community. Strengthen your roots. Don't get lost in your to-do list. Find the people behind them and serve them well. If you're going to the bank, make a point to say hello to not just the person you're working with, but somebody else. I want to give you a little example here, and you may think I'm totally strange, but that's okay. I still love you anyway. One thing I do when I go out on my errands, and like I said, this may seem a little strange, is I simply ask God, Lord, who are you going to place in my path today? Who can I bless today? Give me the eyes to see who you want me to see, not who I'm looking for. Right? Because if I'm looking at my to-do list, I'm looking for specific people. But if I have the eyes of my Heavenly Father, I'm looking for someone who may need just a smile. Did you know you can actually smile behind your masks? I know. For those of us who are still wearing them or they're concerned in their communities, that's fine. You need to do what you need to do that's right for you. But you can still smile behind your mask. Because guess what? When you smile, your eyes light up. When your eyes light up, your soul lights up. So I would suggest that when you're going out amongst your day, when you get up in the morning, you're saying your prayers, and you're having your chit-chats with God throughout the day, just simply ask, Lord, who are you putting in my path? Who do I need to pay attention to today? Give me the eyes to see them. Give me the heart to be there for them. Give me the ears to listen to them. Go out today and strengthen your roots. Intertwine in your community. I promise you, you'll be blessed. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.